Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Mark, I've been saying for years that Ping help you play your best, because that is exactly what they've done for me throughout my entire career. And now I've been having a look at the new Blueprint S and T irons, and boy, they are impressive. So much so that I've got the new Blueprint S irons in my bag at the moment.
So what do you like about them so much? I mean, I've never seen you this excited about a golf club.
Well, I could go through the specs, which are exceptional, but I won't. I will say, though, that if you're looking for more ball speed, and if you want to lower your scores, if you want to mix and match and still look great, you should check them out. Because the new Blueprint S and T irons, they are definitely worth a look.
Nice.
Just book in with your local golf shop or professional to arrange a Ping club fitting.
Talk Birdies for Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen is back live on Tuesday, January 16. And it wouldn't happen without our great mates at Ping. You can see your local golf pro for a Ping club fitting. It's a great experience. You'll love it. Just ask Nick O'Hearn. He did it a couple of months ago and still raves about it. And the Golf Clearance Outlet. You're looking for a great price on great gear? Well, that's exactly what you'll get. Nick and Mark had a lot of fun with the top fives over the last year or so. Well, to be fair, they might have had the odd top six or even top 10, but mostly top fives. Let's revisit this one.
It is time for the top five, and this week it is the top five US Open golf shots in the history of this tournament. Well, as far as I can go back anyway. So it's got a little Australian lean to it.
Okay. I can only imagine.
It's a little Australian lean.
In my head what I think it might be, but as in the top five, but you've gone down the Aussie route. I like it.
Well, I've got a couple of Australians at five and four. Now, Jeff Ogilvy, his chip in on, what was it, the 16th hole? That doesn't make my list, because that was a fluke when he came out of that little life. That's a fluke. But what he did on 18, when he had that chip shot at the front of that green with all the nerves, knew he had to get up and down, just to flick that up and then make that beautiful little curler, the four-footer down, hands of gold in my book. So that was absolutely brilliant. So Jeff Ogilvy for the chip shot is my number five. Number four, now this isn't one shot, but this is a ball striking round. David Graham, when he shot 67 on the last day, I think he won at Merion. He missed the first fairway by an inch, but I'm going to give it to him. And he hit every other green and every other fairway for the rest of the day. So it's not one shot, but it's shot-making brilliance. And to do that in the US Open.
You're changing the rules now, this top five here, Mark.
I know. It's my top five. You just sit there and listen, okay? Now, number three, it's one of the most famous pitches in golf. And there's a plaque at Merion again. And I think it's Ben Hogan hitting that. Mm-hmm. Some say two iron, some say one iron. I'm going to say it's a two iron. And just to nail that shot, get it on the green. Did he win in a playoff after that, or did he win outright?
Okay, so a couple of things about that picture. This is going to, you won't believe this. It was a one iron number, first of all. Yeah. And number two, I have that picture at home.
Yeah, I bet. It was one of the greatest pictures of all time.
No. I have the original.
Yeah, dude, not.
The one that used to hang in his office. Wherever Ben Hogan, you know, in Texas.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, when I was living in the US, I hope it's the original. This is what he's told me, and this is what's written on it or on the back of it. He bought it at an auction, raising money. It was a charity thing. And then I did a few things for him, and he knew I was a mad golfer, so he gave it to me.
Are you joking?
When I get back home, I've got to take a picture of it, and I'll show you. And, I've got that picture.
Oh, that is ridiculous that you've got the picture that hung in Ben Hogan's office. That is
apparently
ridiculous. Number two. The last two, it's funny, the first three, they weren't at Merion. Yes, they were. Hogan, Merion, David Graham. Was he at Merion when he hit that?
I think it was. Yep.
And Jeff Ogilvy was Wingfoot.
Wingfoot, yep.
Yeah, okay. So the last two are Pebble Beach. Pretty easy.
Oh, I know what's coming. But I'm going to have to say you missed a couple that I love. But anyway, keep going, mate.
Okay, well, you can throw your 2 cents in, but this is mine. Tom Watson's chip in at 17 at Pebble Beach. Incredible.
That's number two?
That's my number two.
Wow.
My number one, it's the same hole, 17 at Pebble Beach. And it wasn't the back tees. It was the front tees, but it was such a windy day. Now, again, I don't know whether it was a two-iron or a one-iron, but Jack Nicklaus was a one-iron.
It was a one-iron.
Jack Nicklaus hitting a one-iron that hit the stick and finished 1 inch from the hole at 17 was the greatest shot ever hit in US Open history.
Wow.
But anyway, have you got a big call. Dan, did you hear the protest siren? It sounds like Nick's got a couple he wants to try and throw in there.
No, well,
I think Nick should tell us the couple he wants to throw in. But I'd be keen to know, Nick, what, seeing as it's got an Aussie flavour, what shot you played in a US Open that you would think is your best shot ever in a US Open. I think that'd be interesting
too. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, geez, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, that's for sure. It would have been one at Winged Foot when I had a good result there on the front nine on the Sunday. I remember striping a long iron into this par four, which was, I can't remember which hole it was, but no one was making birdie there, and I just flushed like a 3-iron to about 6 feet and knocked it in for birdie, and I was thinking I was the best player on the planet at that stage. But anyway, that's a very memorable one, but I just can't remember which hole, but anyway.
How long did that 3-iron go, Nick? Can you remember the meterage?
Well, I know, what did Wyndham Clark hit a 7-iron from 198 yards on the last hole today, and that's probably what I had with my 3-iron back then.
What about some of those? Did you see Rory hit the 4-iron, 270 yards to the back of the green? And it wasn't even a hot 4-iron. It was a blade.
Yeah.
He hit a blade 4-iron or maybe the tiniest little bit of help, 270 yards to the stick, and he hit it to the back of the green.
No,
just
that was
ridiculous.
But that was a good top five mark. The only one I would add for myself might be Payne Stewart's putt on the final hole at Pinehurst, 1999. He had a lesson of wife Tracy Stewart just before it. She used to help him with his putting, and she said to him, "Payne, you got to keep that head still. You're not keeping your head still." And sure enough, he kept it all the way down, and with about 3 foot to go, he looked up, and the ball was going in. It was pretty cool.
That's Tracy, Mike Ferguson's sister, an old
Australian
golfer.
Yeah, good friends with Tracy in the US. She just lived around the corner from us. My wife, Alana, actually, she was her doubles partner in tennis, so lovely lady. Best wishes to Tracy if she's listening anyway.
And Mike as well. Mike, I saw him last year. Mike, what a superstar human he is. Hey, just quickly on you hitting the ball not as far as the other pros. I played with a couple of people on Sunday, Simon Ritchie and also his son, Harry Ritchie. And
yes,
they told me. And they told me that your wife, Alana, hits it miles.
Oh, she does.
Absolutely
yeah.
crushes it. They told me that she knocked it on the first. She drove the first at Cathedral. Is that right?
She does. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, from the forward tee, she knocks it on. So she gives it a rip, that's for sure.
Is she far behind you, Nick?
She's not far off. She's not far off, that's for sure. I'm getting a little bit worried, to be honest. She hits a tennis ball harder than I do, and she's getting closer in that regard. But once she figures the putting out, I think I might have my hands full.
Righto. Anyway.
Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen, they're back on Tuesday, January 16, for another big year of Talk Birdie to Me. We'll see you then.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.